Blog Talk Radio.
Fucking SmackDown because I missed it. And smoking a fucking bogey. What's going on, homie?
Oh, a mess, man. Watching Family Guy smoking cigarette.
I stopped watching Family Guy on because of the fact, you know, it's all reruns. Like, there hasn't been a single new episode in a good long time. So I pretty much just stopped watching it. And I'm checking out Charms at the same time. Thinking about giving me a new fucking charm. So is there anything you want to hear?
Let's hear some So Dope by Tech N9ne.
Let's see, we should have it up on here. We get down to it. Or up to it, whatever. Yeah, I know we got it up on here, because I think I've seen it like a couple times. Let's see. Should be right about here. Alright, here we go. So Dope, feature recognized, Snort a Product, and Twisted Insane.
Something so sinister, sick and sick of something like a centipede. Slither receives, searching for synergies, sucking my seeds. Chocolatey, sick and sipping Hennessy. Shit hinge on the hiss and I spit you out of commission. Position the bitch and dipping when I mention flipping submission. All of this is the quick and the copulating and kissing. My operation is ripping to the body, shaking and stripping. I put up a car, put him in the car for lunch. Giving his ride to the good brides and giving their bras to us. With the gift to break up a couple of those monogamous. Stop with the prize and take off your effing drawers, bitch, and rock with them. Spin giddy, cause them titties are on my chin. Chinny chin, did he pretend he was again kitty? Sucking the creme, dollar creme, and the skin pretty dim, litty, then hitting the trim and thin city. Let it in on the medicine, get a wetter than ever been, never better than a veteran, level that in the bed again. Rockin' red, I've been in my letterman, bright as Edison, like a citizen, head up when Edison, and I'm Pedersen. Open up, you hoes, you know what's up. Told you when I bust her clothes, they wanna just go right off a bus for show, they wanna cut, explode, drop the low, cause the flow is so dope, they wanna draw. So dope, they wanna draw. So dope, they wanna
give it all up and really your bra.
So dope, they wanna draw. So dope, they wanna
draw.
So dope, they wanna
give it all up and really your bra.
So dope, they wanna
draw.
So heroin, so cocaine, so ketamine, so methadone, so echo, so everything, so morphine.
Said I heard that you was packing on my fan and you're rapping, I'm feeling action. Where you get it from? Cape Town? I said yeah, bitch, and I was born in London, so I'm thinking about fucking you with the cover to some Cape Town. How do we get so stereotypical? Fairly so seminal now, blowing to the pinnacle. I see you got some friends who just looking to get it from the medic, so I'm about to pivot on them and to make round. One apiece is the beast from the east, completing the sheets, release peace, got a man down. Your boy just never could compete with us, please, better believe we geek. Now wipe yourself, I put a shamwow. Me and Nina run deeper than receivers, I beat up all on the beaver, now she wanna feed the meat. Speakers bump between us from here up into Medina. Leave us pleasing all your nieces screaming, take me to your leader. I'm train spotting your vein, rocking the lane. Often came dropping serious game all on your brain. Rotten pick a million pricks and I'm pretty sure that you missed the one that hits you on the click, click, trip. I'll be the main option. Blowing the flood up just for good luck and I'm fucking the kitty up with the angels dust in my nuts. Trophy loving cup and the dope and it's such a mess that it's troublesome to give up when the last is so dope. They wanna
draw. So dope, they wanna draw.
So dope, they wanna
draw. So dope, they wanna
give it all up and really your bra.
So dope, they wanna
draw.
So dope, they wanna
draw.
So dope, they wanna
give it all up and really your bra.
So dope, they wanna
draw.
So heroin, so cocaine, so ketamine, promethazine, so echo,
well,
so everything, so morphine, so dope, that they wanna have sex, so dope, they wanna
fall.
Loving to get up a bit in the back of the room and make up feeling, going up in it deep as she was feeling when she saw my wiener,
yeah.
She told me she ready for anything, I'm talking anything, I stuck in the bend and draws and breaking walls like I was Katrina,
man.
Don't even know me, but she know my flow was OG, she told me she liked to play with the pussy when she get lonely, homie, if I was only right there instead of a Sony, you're claiming the pussy, but don't tell me, baby, just show me, she asked if I'm coming up with a mask in my entrance, seen her in the second room spitting like every sentence, she was there for repentance, for since I was an infant, I'm damaging the vagina, reminding my zucchini. She told me she wanna be me while sipping up a martinis. Fuck it, if I'm a mini, she probably will never leave me. Shit, I could play any minis, but science up on my weenie. And now I see him on every break at the stage. They posted up in the ID console if I'm filled with hope. Knowing they only wanna be in the present to get affiliated with you because you was dope.
So don't stay when I fall. So don't stay when I fall. So don't stay when I
give it all up and really your bra.
So don't stay when I fall. So don't stay when I
fall.
So don't stay when I
give it all up and really your bra.
So don't stay when I
fall.
So heroin, so cocaine, so ketamine, pro methadone, so X.
So well.
Morphine, so dope, cause they wanna have sex. So don't stay when I
fall. Ain't no tech, you know I've been the type. Can I go all in, I'm hoes I've been around. But the flow I spit, it's hoes I'll end it on. That I won't talk shit, but oh my damn. They wrong and these men calling in, they wonder if I'ma get with a little dick. They got no common sense and with no collagen. They position is probably something insignificant dick. You think I'm a bitch, cause I probably nick the game you kick. And they been hollering, hope I acknowledge it. Cause they been methodically dropping the common knowledge that I don't get down like that. Now they be hounding a bit, they'll probably get with a trick or a treat. Cause they dogs and they all gon' bark like that. I'm killing the game, killing the game, killing the game. So he feeling me. He wanna bang, I wanna wait, so he get at me. He wanna say shit that make me think he gon' rape me if I don't say, cause I got that sickening style that built me a crowd of men and women feeling me now. And it's freaking me out, cause I'm just here to figure it out and what this is about. But I'ma say it's getting so wild that it's tripping me out, cause I'm like here to kill the morale, to kill all these sounds. But lately when I spit to a crowd, these men just reach out and they tell me that they women in town. They get in aroused and then be trying to give me a child with a generous smile. They say they wanna
fall.
And we're back. I'm trying to figure out why fucking Facebook has to put up so-and-so just got engaged, so-and-so now married, so-and-so now in a relationship. We don't give a fuck who's in a relationship. We don't give a fuck who's engaged. We don't give a fuck who's getting married.
Right.
So why do we need to see day in and day out who's fucking getting married, who's already married, and blah, blah, blah?
Right.
But Facebook decides to shove things down our throats way too much. You know what? Psychopathic Riders. I love my Gat.
Gat. I love you. I love to look you right in the eye. I see respect. I see money. I see whatever the fuck I want, really. I love you, Gat. I wanna be with you forever.
It's never been the same since we met. Always with me on the set. My grown dream with the red beam on the neck. Caliber 45, Smith & Wesson on the side with the duct tape handle. We've been through a couple battles. Throw away, make them all pay my money maker. In the clinch, it's a sin to go to life taker. My Gat, love her more than anything. In fact, she never backfired. Got little kick back.
Click bang, such sweet sounds to my ears. Been tucked up in my waist for so many, many years. Hoes, they come and go, but you, you never left. Put many hoes in bodies, put so many to rest. You had to be a whisper spells, always brought you back. May have a little rust, but your aim's always exact. Low maintenance, never jam, loyal and true. I'ma treat you to hollow tips. I love you,
I love
boo.
My Gat. I love my Gat.
I love my Gat.
I love my Gat.
I love my Gat.
Always got my Gat on me. She never phony, even though I won't let her little hoe blow me. I love it when her clip sits in my palm. It's the equivalent of squeezing on some tits in the club. But nothing could be better than the trunk of the car. Letting her holler out the window like a dog with the bark. There ain't a thing in the world that's gonna keep us apart from the start.
buying a matching apparel so we can be twinsies. I know it sounds silly, but really, have you ever seen a 9mm with a Trey X flannel and bandana on the handle and a pair of Chuck Taylors so small enough that he can stand on his own and still look tough? I'm in love with my gat, and she don't ever talk back except to scream bullets at motherfuckers when they attack.
I love my gat.
I love my gat.
I love my gat. I love my gat. I love my gat.
I love my gat. I love my gat.
Man, I love my gat. I love my gat. I love my gat.
Switch up to a fucking desktop. So, Chris Calico, Twisted. Fucking damn thing. Let me see if I can get back to that track. And I can switch the fuck up.
Be careful. carry my weight. Make no mistake, you're late on the protege of the great Aaron D. Yates. Killing with beats and bars so it can beat in people's cars. I'm freaking if they cease applause if you're
what
lean,
you want
I'm
me to
call.
Be a killer, don't break out the things in me you can't feel.
Me to be when they meet me, they're like, you're this nice dude. I'm like, I'm just crazy in my music and on stage and in real life a little bit, but I'm really a nice guy though, you know.
Listen, be killing them since 99, right? Can't see me in the daytime with a flashlight. People think I'm the reaper, listen, stricken from fear. Cali knocks them off their feet, twisted, you take it from here.
Don't think I'm bullshitting, everybody wanna get up under my skin when I'm through with them. Gotta find another way to get the anger out, but change route, and I'm losing them. Don't wanna be the same thing, gaining the game to maintain fame. I'd rather be different to make a name when I lay, but all you wanna do is take it away. Hey, when I say that you're stuck in the game with the butcher's shameless, worms of the nameless, grateful place gonna come save them days for us. All because you wanted to push me, now we're dangerous. Hang with a strange gang, and pain's what I came bringing, and saints with the brains making me do what you're to blame, ain't ya? I hope you understand that I've tried to be a peaceful man, but all they wanted from me is that crazy, I don't understand.
I'm not a bit strange, not a bit smart, always come hard when I speak from the heart. Always heartfelt with the words that I kick, cause I spit it with the passion to call it sick. And when they call it sick, do I need the medicine to keep me on track and away from the edge? Cause if I lose control, I'm going on a killing binge, and I won't stop killing till everybody is dead. I'm talking to my brain, but it does not reciprocate. It is only concerned with fame. I want to kill them all away. Everyone that stands in my way, they want to bring the night about me and let it consume the day. I should grow weak instead of stay strong, because their love is unconditional. Even though that I'm wrong, at least they tell me that I'm wrong when I know I'm probably right. That's why I'm walking with the dead and I don't sleep awake at night.
Church folk got limits too that limits you to ministry.
And we're back. And I see we got Gettle's favorite person on here. No, that's Ford. What up, Ford?
Not much.
Shit, same here. Doing the show, and then I'm going to go pass the fuck out. And he hangs up. Well, that was pointless. But let me see here. What happened?
That was the best conversation I've ever heard.
Yeah, I know, right? Says one thing, then he's done. Hangs up. Let's see. What can I play next? Anything else you want to hear, man? As long as we got it.
Fucking. Do a toy box on ICP.
We definitely do that. That we definitely have. Yeah, once I get my laptop fixed. I'll have access to a shitload of more music. And I won't have to worry about using my mom's laptop or a fucking desktop. There we go.
Ooh, I like this toy. Watch
Nothing feels better than a good hearty har har, right boys and girls?
We got dead bodies everywhere you look. Of a nurse sitting up front got cooked. Others start screaming and making a dash. So I start handing out toys fast at last. You like slinkies? We got slinkies. Only mine like to wrap around your face and stretch, twist, kazoom, and whip your body all over the fucking room. So come one at a time, open your gift, and what you will find is a toy, my friend, that you never forget. It's not every day that you get your skull split. You like soldiers? We got soldiers, baby. It's rubber and steel, they look real, but I wouldn't just toss them under your bed. That's how you get an axe to the forehead. Oh, and don't let them sit around all day. Come home and find your mom dead in the hallway, cause they can be nifty. All the toys are shifty in my toy box. That sure sounds like fun. That's not a toy. Hey, wait a minute. Don't fuck around, homie. You can lose an eye with it. That's my double blade razor whip chop Jimmy. And it's mine, motherfucker. So gimme, gimme. You want toys? You come to the right place. Try my little toy, mutilate and meditate. Wind them up, let them go among all of ya. Then bang, serial slaughterer. Don't turn, reach in and get lucky. Oh look, he pulled out a rubber ducky. It make a funny sound, man. Then bang, blew the fingers off his fucking hand. Don't stop, class ain't done yet. I remember you calling me Poindexter. Couldn't bring me my aggravation. Went into these little creations.
That you put about the Forgotten Fishes Volume 5. For those who have not heard this track yet, it's called Right Now by ICP.
Right now, someone fell out of a netting. Somebody's walking the aisle of a wedding. Someone's fucking, someone's fighting. Someone else probably getting struck by lightning.
Right now, someone just got 25 years. Somebody tripped, falling down the stairs. And you can't help, cause you ain't there. It's going down right now, but you don't know where.
Right now, there's a hottie blowing a dick. That don't belong to the man they with. Scratch off ticket, somebody check.
someone quit rehab and drink. Somebody looks hot as fuck, but they stink. Someone in a car crash got paralyzed. Somebody else got lucky and don't realize.
Right now, all around the earth.
Contracted SARS and donated their brain to science jars. He got demoted, she got promoted. He got so mad, his head exploded.
Right now, somebody fell head over heels in love. Someone else lost all of the above. Somebody's phone is another's game. Boat crash, kidney found at last.
Right now, as you hear from this beat, some little kid is stepping out into the street and splat. Just like that, a car. Luckily, it didn't happen where you are.
Right now, it's going down. Don't front any time of the day, any night of the month. Enjoy the calm, relaxation, cause elsewhere, strangulation.
Right now, all around the earth.
Tick of the tock of the clock. Somebody else gets shot. Maybe in Guam or down the block. Tick tock, click.
The death bomb.
Right now, shoo. Everything's great, but over there is cell block 8. Rape, brutal, bloody, massacre, murder. Thankfully, in some place you never heard of.
Right now, some people shouldn't be alone. From the nursery to the nursing home. Little boy training wheels, he don't need them anymore. Old man does wheelchair, rolling on the floor.
Right now, people are coming or going, shrinking or growing, pushing or pulling, speeding or slowing, spending or earning, teaching or learning, freezing or burning.
Right now, all around the earth.
And we're back. So what did you think of that track, man?
I don't know. It wasn't that good, but...
But you know what? I think it's better than the fucking I'm an Alien song that they did. That shit is definitely fucking horrid. I mean, first of all, it had absolutely nothing to do with Alien. Whatsoever. But you know what? I'm going to introduce you guys to it right now. Just for the hell of things. Let me know what you guys think of this track. Well, I think it's just retarded.
Outer space. Outer space. Outer space. Outer space. I'm so outer space. Outer space. Outer space. Outer space. I'm so high, I feel like I'm a Mars. I'm an alien. I'm an alien. I'm an alien. I'm an alien. My name is
project pad mic, with me looking sci-fi, rolling, I got big eyes, exhale, super size, more bars than a prison war, I'm the shit that hurts, hemorrhoids, pumping on my mind, molly on my tongue, looking for them freaking swords, Yemen robotic android, she put my number her android, I never call her, I ain't think about her, arrogant, flamboyant, these fuckers look your flame board, burn across the head, ears cracked, face the chopper, in your chest, blow your chest, out your back, sour diesel, that's the gas, sprinkle like frosting, that's the has, my mind on Mars while I'm in some ass, but I'm still on Earth getting through the cash, my money come first, rest last, bone smoker, no pass, juice J's, zigzag, lane next is in stacks.
I'm on bars, I'm on bars, I'm so high, I feel like I'm on Mars, I'm an alien, I'm an alien, I'm an alien.
Zannies. Let's see you drop them panties. Blow that tight netting out into a sock like your granny's. I'm fresh like Aunt Annie's. All up in your fannies. My hoes thick like Nikki ass. Yours have dick trannies. No space shuttle. Higher than the Hubble. Blow me like a bubble. A hubba bubba double. Skeet a puddle for your trouble. Heifers jump from my jism. A Martian from Mars. The mothership is risen. I'm a clown when I'm sober. Now I'm stomping on Pluto. Somehow now I know judo, a pit bull fucking a poodle, racing through space like a comet, see something flying, I'm it, an alien on bars, I come to Earth to bomb it.
I'm on bars, I'm on bars, I'm so high, I feel like I'm on Mars, I'm an alien, I'm an alien, I'm an alien, I'm an alien, I'm on bars, I'm on bars, I'm so high. I feel like I'm on Mars. I'm an alien. I'm an alien. I'm an alien. I'm an alien.
Gonna put them footballs down, I only fuck with bars. Straight up totem poles, that other shit's for cowards. I crush them hoes to dust, then I cut them up with no dose. Chopping out thick ass rocks for lines, I oot them up my nose. Them bars got me lifted, highway to heaven. Flying way above the clouds, Airbus 747. Stomping through the deep, like the night of the walking zombies. Fluffing from the mouthpiece on a mission from Moore's Danny. Flipping them out quick, that ain't no candy in that Pez dispenser, hand feeding his broad, blasting off when I sex her. All my fuck sessions, she screaming that she loves his dick. I know it's your wife for a couple of bars tonight, though she gon' be my bitch.
I'm on bars, I'm on bars, I'm so high, I feel like I'm on Mars. I'm an alien, I'm an alien, I'm an alien, I'm an alien. I'm on bars, I'm on bars, I'm so high, I feel like I'm on Mars. I'm an alien. I'm an alien. I'm an alien. I'm an alien.
And we're back. What up, ghetto?
I'm on bars.
So, Kyla, man, what'd you think of I'm an Alien?
One of the worst songs ever.
Well, it's definitely up there, but I wouldn't say the worst song ever.
Okay, so, Kyla, if you had to choose, what track would you prefer, I'm an Alien or Right Now?
Right Now.
Man, that's not a fair choice.
Well, I mean, considering that that's all we have on the soundboard.
Well, Kyler, have you heard their song that they did called Goblin? You should YouTube that, and then we'll ask you this question again.
All right. I bet you think he's getting up doing it right now.
Well, the faster he does it, the quicker we can find out.
What's it called, Goblin?
Yeah.
Yep.
Matter of fact, I don't ever see anybody posting that song. Or any songs for that matter.
Well, Big Goblin's probably a good thing to do. It's a good thing that they don't fucking do that shit.
Although I was very impressed that when people asked, what's your favorite Boondocks track? And people said tracks other than Freak Bitch.
That's a shocker. That's when I say anything other than Freak Bitch.
Yeah, usually it's Freak Bitch, Freak Bitch.
Oh, bud. Hey, look, Ghetto, your favorite person just called in. Again.
Who?
What's going on, Ford?
Nothing. Fucking Blog Talk's being a cunt and keeps kicking me off.
Man, I don't think it's Blog Talk.
And I'm waiting for the fucking cops to show up at my house.
Why are they coming to your house?
Because I'm sitting on my fucking back deck smoking a freaking cigarette and I hear bang, bang. I freaking run out and someone's fucking breaking into my car and I watch them run into the fucking neighbor's house.
Damn it, McFoley. Well, why don't you go get him, man? Don't wait for the cops, go get him.
Let's see, the house next door is full of heroin dealers, and I've seen them bring assault rifles from the house. I ain't fucking stupid.
What the fuck? Where the fuck you live at?
In a fucking shithole.
Clearly, I mean, with that next door.
Yeah.
I mean, on my street, man, everybody pretty much sells weed, but, like, nothing harder than that around here.
Yeah. This has become nothing but dope.
What the hell is that? Somebody making popcorn or something?
It's just me using a robot arm to jack off.
What?
I said it's me using a robot arm to jack off.
That's not what that sounds like, man. It sounded like popping.
No, you don't understand. The robot's got too tight of a grip, so I put bubble wrap around it first.
Yes.
It's only because I'm listening to you.
Man, I don't ever know what to say to you, man.
Probably a good thing.
I thought I was strange, but then I met Ford.
Yeah. The year that you wish you could take back.
No,
my mother wishes she could take back 25 years.
Damn. She
wait,
hates
wait,
you that
make
much?
Make that 25 years in 9 months.
Well, if that's the case, I mean, if it was possible, man, I'd go back and stop your parents from having you.
Yes. I came up with the ultimate suicide. I'm going to get a time machine, go back in time, and freaking give my dad a vasectomy the day before.
So, in other words, you want to touch your dad's ball.
Wait.
By the time there's a time machine, they'll have lasers that can do it for you.
Not really much of a suicide if you never really existed.
Exactly.
That's where the conundrum comes into play. And what the fuck was that dinging noise?
That would be me making call.
That was Havoc, man. He had an idea.
Yeah, it's called coffee. Yeah, coffee. Coffee.
Coffee. Yeah. That's something new?
Yeah.
What is this coffee you speak of?
You know, it's something that... Havoc, you know,
set the pans out. He's making crack cocaine again.
Man, that's what I need to start making, man. I need to start making some money.
Well, we could whore Havoc out to 50 fat chicks for $1,000 a piece, or one really fat chick for $50,000.
Man, that'd be really easy. You understand that?
Yeah, no, fuck that. I would not. Especially if she looks like fucking Chewbacca again.
Come on, man. See, look, you went there once. You'll go there again.
You act like you have a choice in the matter. Bitch, where's my money?
Come on, man. You'll be making money off it, man. You think these prostitutes out there, man, you think they got a choice? You think they like what they're doing?
Yes.
You think they like having sex with them old-ass guys and shit?
Some of them like what they're doing because they have daddy issues.
Man, that's strippers.
Oh, so that's Havoc's mom's problem.
Havoc, your mom used to strip?
No, and I hope not.
She strips for donuts.
So she's a police stripper.
Yeah. What the fuck are you doing over there?
Making coffee and having cereal.
You're making an awful lot of noise for cereal and coffee.
That sounds disgusting.
Have you heard what normal people do at this time of night? It's called order a pizza.
And that's where the fuck am I going to order a pizza from?
It's like 11:30, man. Where are you going to order a pizza? Yeah.
I can order pizza up until 3 a.m.
From where?
From the pizza place down the street.
What the hell are they open until 3 a.m. for?
All the bars around it. And then there's a place down the street that will deliver kielbasa, cabbage, and pierogies.
Man, those are all the foods Havoc needs to stay away from.
Probably is.
Like, you have no idea how excited I got when I realized that there's actually a place that delivers fucking pierogies.
Well, I don't know how excited anybody would get about that. Unless they're really good.
They are.
I mean, my family, they used to make them, man. They used to make them, like, every Christmas and shit. But not so much anymore. So we just order them.
I need to freaking find a place that delivers breakfast.
Go to Sonic.
Yeah.
Where the fuck is there a fucking Sonic?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I gotta travel, like, at least an hour to find one.
I think there's one in Springfield.
You just gotta drive there and then they'll deliver your food out to your car.
That ain't cool. The reason I want breakfast delivered, my ass isn't up before noon on a fucking weekend.
Well, then you're shit out of luck.
Havoc, make your mom deliver me breakfast.
Yeah, fuck that.
I'll give her just the tip.
Wow, man. Wow. That was bad.
Well, I mean, if you really want someone to deliver your breakfast, man, I mean, go as Kyler. I'm pretty sure Kyler wouldn't mind delivering some breakfast.
No, your mom's going to deliver it. She brings the eggs. I'll provide the sausage.
Him and his sexual windows.
Yep.
Yep.
Like I said, man, just ask Kyler. I mean, I'm pretty sure Kyler ain't got nothing better to do. He can bring you
breakfast. Why do you say that, man? Maybe he has a life.
Kyler, is this true? Do you have a life?
Yes, I do.
See?
Sitting there with a Playboy and your dick in your hands isn't a life.
Hey, man,
it's
my
sad
life.
Yeah.
Ghetto, we've all seen the pictures you post. I have no doubt that
well,
is your life.
Did you see the picture I posted a while back, man, of me actually holding a Playboy?
Actually, I did.
That was just mainly for people that just like, you know, say stupid shit.
Yeah, that's pretty much almost everybody on Facebook.
Well, the people that, you know, that tell me my life.
I've refrained from posting stupid shit.
I don't see you ever post anything.
Not really. I think tomorrow my goal is to see how many family members I can make delete me.
Well, that shouldn't be too hard.
No. All they gotta do is post something vile and people start messaging me telling me that their kids sit there next to them while they're on Facebook and now they have to delete me.
What the hell are your kids doing on Facebook?
I don't know, playing Candy Crush.
Well, if they're playing Candy Crush, you're not going to be looking through the news feed like, hey, look, here's Ford, man. He's posting all this violent things and naked women. I can't look at this.
It's true. Who the fuck's dying?
Me.
Well, do us a favor and die a little quieter, please.
It's the Sam Smoker's cough.
Blame it on the smoker's cough.
Yep.
Speaking of which, Havoc doesn't really have that. And he smokes all the fucking time.
Yeah.
So don't I.
He's just gassy. He finds it hilarious whenever you say that he's gassy.
Yeah, because I just let one rip.
Of course you did.
Right, thank you.
Zombie prostitutes.
What about prostitutes?
Zombie prostitutes.
Yeah. How do you think they died?
Epic. The funny thing with zombies is I set up a zombie shooting gallery in my backyard earlier with pumpkins as the heads and let my freaking 6-year-old shoot them with a pellet gun.
Okay.
I don't think Gettle G cares.
I'm going to shoot him in the balls.
Kind of wonder why you would be doing that.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
You know how to survive during a zombie apocalypse.
Come on, man. We need to face it that it's never really going to happen.
Yes, it is.
Will you be alive for it?
Probably. You can just ask Bones how many zombie weapons are in my house.
You can just ask anybody how many zombie weapons are in their house. That they don't even know.
Fine. I'm talking sharp objects, blunt objects, things that can shoot through something's skull.
I think he's trying to scare us.
No, so he's trying to scare you out of emailing you all pictures of Havoc.
What the fuck? We see Havoc on Facebook.
You can't tell me that doesn't scare you.
Well, I'm not saying that.
Exactly. I have a valid point.
No. I think the only thing Gilgamesh's afraid of is, you know, is being locked in the room with me fucking on a shitload of fucking Mexican beans.
Yeah, well, if I ever decide I want to be a Jew, I'll hit you up. Then I'll come over to your gas chamber.
Hey, Havoc.
Yo.
Who in the world was the best Jewish cook?
The fuck?
Oh, God, no. I look Jewish to you?
This got to be a joke. Come on.
It's Hitler.
Knew it had to do something with that. Ford is just so absurd.
Yeah.
what I'm saying.
Yeah. He died.
I think so too.
I'm not dead.
Oh. I guess that means we can go with a long track then, so I can finish off my cereal.
No. No eating cereal, you fucking cereal killer.
There we go, ICP, when I get out.
Kamali, get up. Let's go. Well, that's your lucky day today, pal. You're free. That's right. You've been pardoned. So come on, get your shit. Let's go.
What are you talking about? I don't understand.
Yep, governor's pardoned you. Come on, let's get the fuck out of here.
I'm free? Are you serious?
Fuck no. You got four more years, stupid ass. Every fucking day you fall for it. You fucking stupid ass.
Damn.
Somebody fight in the penalty, you got
right now.
And we're back. Hey, what do you know? It worked.
You know, you're a real asshole. Well, I gotta take everybody off, man.
Well, I mean, come on. Did you really want to have a conversation with Ford?
No, not really.
Okay, then. And it's funny, because when Ford calls in, Kyler leaves.
What the hell? Kyler, he's going, too.
And then Kyler calls back in, and then Ford starts talking again, and he leaves again.
Jeez.
So... I'm gonna kill my cat. Gonna kill the pussy.
What is your issue with that cat?
The fact that it annoys the fuck out of me so many times.
I mean, we got a kitten here, man, that annoys the fuck out of me. It just won't fucking listen.
Well, yeah. I mean, kind of like my cat.
Then they're all like, don't throw the cat.
What the fuck? Hey, why are you throwing the cat for?
Damn cat won't stay off the table.
So you throw it?
I don't literally throw it. I just throw it to the floor.
Yeah, we let our my mom does anyways. Let our cats do whatever the hell they want. So we get one cat that's fucking asleep on the fucking table.
What the fuck? Get the hell out of here.
Blame her.
Damn cat lady.
Yep. But yeah, man, so, are you ready for Survivor Series on Sunday? I know I am.
No, I'm going to the Ritz and Snowder Products show.
Oh, then I'll let you know what happens on Survivor Series.
Someone missed that, and I'm going to miss the Walking Dead. But I don't know. Dude said they're supposed to be like a couple local openers. So I ain't even really got to be there for like a while after the show story. Because the show is really only, you know, three people.
Oh, yeah.
And then all these other idiots that I don't want to see.
Survival of the vicious.
I don't know, maybe go have a drink or something. They got a bar there.
Let's see. So, they had some pretty good matches tonight on SmackDown.
I only saw, like, the second hour.
Yeah, I mean,
the same main event on there again.
Yeah, they had last week?
Like 2 weeks ago or something like that.
Yeah, they're really obsessed with those fucking, the white, Luke Harper versus Daniel Bryan. I mean, come on, save it for fucking Survivor Series.
Did anybody even win that match tonight?
Daniel Bryan.
Oh, he actually won.
Yep. And the Shield lost.
Who lost to who?
Rey Mysterio and the Usos.
I don't know how they feel about that. Jeez, what the fuck are you eating now?
Cookies.
Jeez, man, you just had fucking cereal.
Yeah, Daddy? I'm always a motherfucker.
Why are you so damn hungry?
I don't know.
Didn't you eat anything?
Yeah, cereal. And now cookies.
I meant all day, dumb fuck.
No. I slept, then went to work, then came home.
The hell time did you go to sleep?
I think I fell asleep about maybe 4 o'clock in the morning.
And then you were up around 1:30?
Yeah, and I fell back to sleep until about 3 o'clock.
What the hell did you do, wake up to order that pay-per-view? And then went back to sleep?
Pretty much, yeah.
What the fuck?
And now I'm creating my own cereal. Mwahaha. Yeah, man, fucking Keebler Elf Pitter Patters.
How is that cereal?
It's in a bowl, and I poured milk into it.
Wow, you're just a lazy bastard and can't eat them in your hand.
Exactly. Plus, it tastes better with milk.
Another thing, you can't pick up a glass either.
Yeah. Okay, so, come on, man. My mug's got the coffee in it, so.
Yeah. Coffee's disgusting.
You should try it with vanilla heat.
No, I shouldn't.
You get the taste of a vanilla. And a jalapeno at the same time.
What the fuck do I want that for? That's even worse.
Hey, that's what I put in my coffee.
You took one disgusting thing and made it way more disgusting.
But I do gotta remember, tomorrow when I get up, go to the shop, go to the store, and get some bacon.
Ooh, big baller.
Hell yeah, bud. I'm gonna make that fucking thing, that fucking, what's our face?
Really?
All
it took was that conversation yesterday for you want to go and make it yourself.
Exactly.
She recommended that people try it, and you're probably the only one that's actually going to do it.
Yeah, damn. Plus, I got the directions from her, so it all works out.
You got what?
I got. She gave me the directions.
Well, even if she didn't, you could probably find them on like Google.
Boy.
Huh?
Yeah, probably. And, of course, she's going to end up, she said she's going to make another batch, but this time she's going to use her own ingredients. I asked her what are her ingredients. She told me I had to wait until she makes them.
Yeah, because it's so hard to just tell you.
Exactly. So what should we play next?
I don't know. Play something by Ritz.
Sounds good. Let's see what we got up on here. I
Not that much.
Play that Dixie Coke song.
Yeah, if I meant there, you almost said Dixie Chicks.
Yeah, I did.
Well, here we go with the Dixie Chicks Cup.
On the way, I got the bed laid in the pickup truck. If you need somewhere to stay, she said it don't take much to get me drunk. So she took a shot of yay, and she fucked me up and zipped me up and then sent me on my way. So yeah, and she sent me on my way. Where my party girl at? I thought she was on the way. She don't trip if we don't get to conversate. She ain't begging me to take her on a date, cause she don't never try to put her heart to stay. We ain't going to movies, sharing popcorn. You will never see me taking her out shopping. She just wanna drink and get the bottle popping. Me, JD, her, Sarah, vodka. Then we started taking shots of Jägermeister and Monster. Must have turned around, she was all up on top of me. Started going down a fine Morocco. Where's the beginner? Unbutton my box. I started sucking the colossus knockers. Oh my God, she rides them. Everything about a bitch I love. She looks fucking dick, fucking and getting drunk. Getting tipsy while she sips my duck. I got whiskey in a Dixie cup. I got baddies on the way. I got the bed laid in the pickup truck. If you need somewhere to stay, she said it don't take much to get me drunk. So she took a shot of yay, and she sucked me up and zipped me up and then sent me on my way. So a deal, deal. Call me. He said you wanna party, man. I got a couple tickets to the Falcons game. My girl got a girlfriend, she off the chain. Maybe you and her can hit it off and bang. He wasn't lying, she was fine when I saw her face. My jaw dropped, it was hard for me to concentrate. We drank make good morning, running kebabs again. Tailgating, wanna smoke, I got a glass of Vegas. I'm a pocket, then we hop inside the car and blade. She said I want a shotgun, it's all it takes to break the ice. My homie went to go and watch the game inside. We started kissing in the parking space. Now how ironic, getting my dick up by the Georgia Dome where everyone around me stood to watch. I was fine to watch, she was down on me the whole time. She was fucking it like it's a push. I got whiskey in a Dixie cup. I got baddies on the way. I got the bed laid in the pickup truck. If you need somewhere to stay, she said it don't take much to get me drunk. So she took a shot of yay, and she sucked me up and zipped me up and then sent me on my way. So a deal, deal. Sucking dick song, suck it like you love it, bitch. Make your lips pop, fuck her like a sucker fish. She got suction like an octopus. She show me how her head dot the door. Baby, don't choke on it, I feel like I'm throat fucking. A deep throw hole, she gagging but won't vomit. She spin on my dick and she stroke on it. Whole time sipping my crown on my coke. I'm in the days, amazed by what a wonderful feeling. Telling the lies like, are you one in a million? She look in my eyes, I'm about to come, I can feel it. Now finish like a champ, trance while I'm my children. This is 2011, new too short shit. Girl, you got the kind of head that got the pin for love. She got up her knees and had a new port lit. So I poured another drink and started getting drunk. I got whiskey in a Dixie cup. I got baddies on the way. I got the bed laid in the pickup truck. If you need somewhere to stay, she said it don't take much to get me drunk. So she took a shot of yay, and she sucked me up and zipped me up and then sent me on my way. So a deal, deal.
And we're back, back, back.
I didn't realize Jay Killer was back, back.
Well, you might as well be.
Why is that?
Well, I make a ball bed, and he's still there rapping nowadays. He's supposed to be a boss. So I figured, hey, maybe that mine. He would suck as a co-host too.
Co-host what?
Man, I don't know what to say, man. That dude would probably
all gas is like if anybody had him as a fucking co-host.
More than likely.
He'd be trying to take over the world.
So has he even gone anywhere yet?
I doubt it.
I know, he was always telling me about him making big moves and shit. But he's probably still in the same spot.
Yeah, his mom's basement.
Speaking of which, I mean, nowadays, I think he has a kid, so who the fuck knows?
Yeah. But, yeah, but this, yeah, this fucking, this one comment is funny as all hell. Fuck it, some new dame, Jeff Gallen, goes, well, Ryback is calling out open challenges now. That can only mean one thing. Goldberg is on his way.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
bud. Koji Wada says, this SmackDown sucked. We need some new talent, both interesting and non-typical. Guys who we like and guys whom we potentially hate or can't stand. Oh, yeah, by the way, man, I thought fucking Cassius Ohno fucking left.
That was the big news a couple weeks ago.
He must be back then because of the fact they had him in the, in a match tonight, or Wednesday night.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
Well, then why would they tell people he left?
No idea. But I got a shit.
Wonderful.
So let's go to the track. Let's go with Psychopathic Riders, Candy.
What's the goal of that long ride? That long ride of life? The pit stops. Everybody has a sweet tooth for that sweet, sweet candy.
Chicken nugget up in
stripes off my candy cane, I sugar shot.
She like to ride, my little fun dip on the side. So sweet and unique, it fits right under the seat. The party crasher, my red hot lemon drop. The on fifth stab, you know she gon' pop. My candy so sweet with the diamond chip flake. And pull out the waist, and everybody break it out.
Break it, it has to be sweet.
Jewish chocolate with the coke in the top. Butterfingers on the inside with the TV to watch. Drive around like the hands on the clock. Trunk beat and put them haters on that see you later. Like it or not, gotta get another way to get out of that fast lane. Hoping that the cops pass me. Dirty like a motherfucking needle that you find in the junkie's trash, man. Now crack the window before I crash, man. My eyes getting blurry, too much smoke up in the damn thing.
I'm outside smoking a cigarette with no shirt on.
Man, go back inside. Ain't nobody want to see that.
What? No, what? No one wants to see my hairless looking chest with man boobs?
You say hairless?
Yeah.
I swear to man, all them pictures you be posting, you have hair. Fuck all that ergo.
I shaved it off.
Why?
I got bored.
You were bored, so you shaved off all your hair.
Yep.
Wow. Did you shave your legs too?
No. That was only one time.
One time.
Yep.
And what was that one time?
I was like 16.
The fuck?
Yeah, man, I got bored.
So, find something else to do. Why do you gotta shave your body?
I don't know, but for that same reason, I was bored one day and I shaved off my eyebrow.
Wow. Wow on that one.
Yeah, I got that same reaction from Echo.
It's just fucking stupid.
Again, I got
that. Did you draw him on too?
No, I just let him see.
You know, most people don't want eyebrow shaved. So
yeah.
It's a big shocker when somebody, you know, shaves them for them, and you know, then they get all mad. But when you willingly do that, there's probably something wrong with you.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking. I think Echo said the same thing. She told me next time she comes out here, if I want my eyes, if I don't want her eyebrows, just let her know and she'll fucking pluck them for me.
Well, that's never gonna happen.
Exactly.
Yeah, next thing we know, man, you're gonna have no eyebrows again.
No, I haven't done that in a while.
No, yeah, we'll see next time you're bored.
Well, I mean, let's see. I shaved my chest already, shaved my face, my head. Yeah, I'm good. For the time being.
Don't forget your arms and legs.
I actually did shave my armpits one time.
That's your armpits, though, man.
Exactly.
Ain't nobody got a seat, eh?
Well, ain't nobody got to see my legs either.
Except when you're wearing shorts.
Exactly. And right now we're in winter, so I don't wear shorts.
Man, fuck out of here. I just saw somebody with some shorts on today.
That was them, not me.
Man, people wear shorts all year round.
I mean, shit, man. When I was back in high school, like, I used to go to fucking school in like the middle of winter, fucking shorts, t-shirts, and sandals.
Sandals.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Did you also wear socks with that, too?
Nope. Barefoot sandals.
You know how I know you're gay?
The fact that I said barefoot?
Well, for the fact that you're wearing sandals... Probably flip-flops in the middle of winter.
Yeah, in the middle of the snow, too.
Well, obviously, winter, snow.
Oh, I mean, at least people don't call me
he,
dumb
he goes,
kid, man.
He goes to take a shit, and he comes back as Captain Obvious.
Yeah, that was a false alarm shit. I thought I had to, but I didn't have to.
What do you mean a false alarm, man? What the hell? You either got a shit or you don't got a shit.
Well, I thought I did. But then, you know, it didn't want to come out. Sounds like a false alarm.
Man, it was like, fuck you.
Exactly. Yeah, but like I said, man, you know, at least people aren't calling me duct tape man anymore.
That's right. What was that story again? You wore duct tape all over your body or something?
Yeah, but it was Halloween, and that was my fucking costume that I wore to school. I had duct tape all over me.
I don't even know how that would be a costume.
And people kept calling me Duct Tape Man.
Man, that had to have hurt to get that off.
It did.
Or maybe this was during the time where you had no hair.
No, I had hair at the time. It was definitely fun.
I guess.
I miss it. Come on, man. Since people call me Duct Tape Man, I decided to add on to that shit too, Ben. Crumpled up fucking duct tape, and I'll just fucking start throwing at people.
I don't get it.
Well, be cool, man. Duct Tape Man. I have to have like a fucking superpower. So my superpower was throwing duct tape at people, making them very sticky.
Wouldn't it have been better if you just ran around with a roll of duct tape and just started duct taping people to shit?
Yeah, but I didn't think about that at the time.
Like, you're sitting in class and you just randomly walk over somebody at a desk or something and just duct tape them to their desk?
That probably would have been a little bit better.
Or duct tape their legs together.
Or duct tape them to a locker.
Or that.
But I should have did that.
Instead of throwing balls at them, man. Could have at least just ran up to them and just start running circles around them until they're covered in duct tape.
Oh, shit. If duct tape ever decided to return, maybe I just might do that.
Yeah. But see, as a kid, you were too dumb to even think of something cool.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, like how back in high school somebody took a lock and put it on the back of somebody's shoe and, you know, locked them to the table that was in the lunchroom.
Yeah.
So they couldn't get off the fucking table. They were stuck to it.
Those are some nasty ass fucking toenails. Man, how about Disney actually put an actual good show on for once?
What's that?
Called Mighty Med.
I don't even know what the fuck that is, but it doesn't sound too good.
It's about these, like, two kids that stumble across a fucking hospital that's, you know, just for, like, superheroes and shit, like, where they treat superheroes and, like, get all the fucking doctors have, like, fucking powers and shit.
Right.
Hey, it's a pretty good show. I like it.
Whatever you say.
Oh, yeah, and I should probably remember to take off that fucking track and light it up off the soundboard.
What track?
Light It Up by KMK.
What is it?
Well, it's 8 minutes long, and all it is just them talking.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't see anything interesting about just hearing them talk.
Matter of fact, Johnny Richter's putting out a new CD.
About damn time.
You wonder how that's going to sound.
I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
Didn't D-Lo put out a new CD at some point, like, in the past, like, year?
I think so. Let's find out.
like after that that Weed Man EP?
Look. Let's find out. Wikipedia. Discography. No. All the albums that he put out were the Green Room as DJ Shaky Bones, King Harbor as the Tsunami Brothers, King Spade presents Deluxe, Shaky Bones Dog Treats, and MFK Made for Kings. And then the extended play was the EP with Weed Man. And that was it. But other than that, not a damn thing.
So how about I finally found these things, these Christmas light things to put out of my yard, right, at Big Lots. Went to buy them, and they told me I couldn't buy them because they were recalled last year.
Why were they recalled?
Apparently they're like a fire hazard type deal thing or something. I was like, I finally find what I'm looking for and shit, and now I can't even fucking buy them. But yet, you know, somebody that works in that store put a whole fucking shelf of them up.
Oh, man.
Like, what the fuck is that shit, man? Like, they even had, like, a poster and shit, and, like, warning you about this.
Yeah, they still put them up anyways.
But yeah, but then they were on a silver shit. Like, yo, how are we supposed to know you got like a poster of shit warning people about these recall things of last year?
Exactly.
Because we went to buy them, and then the register just was like, no. And then the lady working, like, what the hell is this? And the lady next to her was like, you can't buy those.
I would have said, let me buy them anyways. If the yard catches on fire, it catches on fire. It's Christmas.
Man, fuck that, man. You ain't setting my fucking lights on fire. Well, it's a good thing she told us that, man. Otherwise, it would have, you know, be up in flames.
Well, that's their fault.
I smell fire.
Alright, yeah, so I got a track in my head. I got a track that's stuck in my head that needs to be done. Needs to go away for a little bit.
And what's that?
Big Hoodoo Hexed.
Haven't heard that for a while.
Yeah, man, fuck it. I was going, like, I was at work today, like, I kept going around fucking singing that shit.
Well, go ahead and play it then.
There we go.
Whether drawn in flower on flat ground or traced in the air, the sign of the crossroads is always the juncture where communication between worlds is established. Where the traffic of energies and forces between them is set up.
I own a book, handwritten. Only one in the whole damn mist. Black leather bindings, ancient. All them other replicas, ain't shit. It smells of death with a hint of garlic. I dropped it once, it bloodstained the carpet. It talks to me as I turn the pages. Everyone that owned it died, I'm courageous. Taught me how to bend a spoon with my mind. And now I can twist the head off a spine. I throw knives that don't really exist. Yeah, they split a body up into kibbles and bits. I'm cryptic, hoodoo, doomed in time. And when I die, you can summon me through these rhymes. I deal with the dead and make a promise or two. In return, they grant me the power of hoodoo. Boom! This gets scared. La, la, la.
I'll be the same in death. Spirits have passed through my icy breath. Talk about wicked shit, I'm neck deep in it. The book taught me well and I can use it any minute. I might play games, massage your brains before you jest. A pile of remains, take your soul into dementia and leave it there. The worst place you can be, I feed off your fear. I jump through portals anytime I please. I keep jars full of eyes, they draw flies and bees. While I chant alone, rattling bones, banging my skin drum. We're not alone, I'm cryptic, hoodoo, doomed in time. And when I die, you can summon me through these rhymes. I deal with the dead and make a promise or two. In return, they grant me the power of hoodoo. This gets scared, 'cause I'm about to get weird. When the dead come calling, from out the mud they're crawling. This gets scared, 'cause I'm about to get weird. When the dead come calling, from out the mud they're crawling.
I'll throw a hat, 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 I'll throw a hat.
Put out an album, but that's it.
Yeah. At least his album was a hit, though.
Yeah. It was a hit, and then apparently he wasn't, because now we don't hear shit.
Yeah, no, we don't hear nothing. We don't see no videos or anything.
Let's find out why. Nope, nothing.
Man, what the hell, man? I want to touch shit and freeze it.
Oh, fuck.
For that movie Frozen, man, fucking the cartoon people be touching shit and it just freezes, you know, like Sub-Zero.
Oh, for better, like, I thought you wanted to freeze shit.
What the hell's the matter with you? Why would I want to do that?
Man, you said it. You said that. You said that you want to freeze shit.
Yeah. Not literally shit, though.
Bud.
Kids.
But they should probably just get rid of fucking Vanilla Ice off of Psychopathic.
Man, technically, he's not even really on fucking Psychopathic.
Yeah, because of the fact I'm looking at this thing, his discography, it says Untitled Psychopathic Album. It's coming out in 2013.
Well, it's almost 2014.
Exactly. They should probably just get rid of them.
Yeah, really.
I mean, come on, man. You're fucking big hoodoo. This is like when I think hasn't been signed that long, and he already put out an album.
Yeah, really. What the fuck is Vanilla Ice waiting for?
Yeah, I mean, come on, man.
fucking vanilla ice has been there since, signed it since what, 2011?
Damn.
Poor B-Ice. Probably can't think of tracks anymore.
Yeah.
Ever since he was a part of Death, my boy, he can no longer think of a good truck.
Man, that movie was, I don't even fucking know.
That movie was, I agree.
Man, that should have been Vanilla Ice's movie.
Yeah, I mean, that would have been perfect for him.
Instead of, like, Adam Sandler.
Yeah. Exactly. Pittsburgh.
No.
Why not?
Because nobody cares.
Yeah, but maybe there's more drunk people that, you know, are lost and the cops will help.
Sure hope not.
Well, why not?
So how about Home Depot has a balloon Christmas thing that even you would enjoy?
A balloon Christmas thing?
You know, the fucking blow up fucking Christmas things people put in their yards.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Avengers.
Yeah, I'd get it.
This is the first time I've ever seen a Christmas thing like that, though.
Yeah, it's kind of odd.
Like, for some reason right now, Star Wars is real big.
Yeah, well, I mean, they do got like a new Star Wars movie coming out.
Star Wars has been around for like ever, but for some reason this year, you know, it's real big. All because they're making a new movie in 2015.
Exactly. 2015. There's going to be a whole new R2-D2 being created too.
Although I saw somebody post up a picture of a goalie's hockey mask, and it was R2-D2. That was pretty dope.
Hell yeah.
Jeez.
The duo will be responsible for engineering a functioning R2-D2 that actually operates on all possible terrain. Lucasfilm president Kathleen Kennedy found the R2-D2 builders at Star Wars Celebration Europe this summer in Germany, where she noticed their craftsmanship and attention to detail. As these two robotic masterminds engineer their version of one of the most iconic robots in history, they'll have to make sure that their design remains true to the original R2-D2 we all know and love.
Well, that wasn't too long.
For one struggling community...
That's what she said.
...for a small business and the banks who believe in it.
See if we'll find this one again. Because I was trying to fight with the fucking... volume buttons. Or for the fucking speakers.
As production for the Star Wars Episode 7 gears up, two lucky superfans have been chosen to build the actual R2-D2 robot that will be used during filming. Astromech experts Lee Towersay and Oliver Steeples will be living the dream of every Star Wars fan as they design and construct the new R2-D2 robot from scratch. As they work full-time at Pinewood Studios in the UK, the duo will be responsible for engineering a functioning R2-D2 that actually operates on all possible terrains. Lucasfilm President Kathleen Kennedy found the R2-D2 builders at Star Wars Celebration Europe this summer in Germany, where she noticed their craftsmanship and attention to detail. As these two robotic masterminds engineer their version of one of the most iconic robots in history, they'll have to make sure that their design remains true to the original R2-D2 we all know and love.
We challenge people across the country to learn guitar in 60 days with Rocksmith. Here's what happened.
Interesting. I hate ads on fucking iPods. Cause you can't skip them. Can't wait to fucking 4 hours seconds for it to do this shit.
Ads.
Cereal of all time, according to a new article published in the journal Nature. The surface is capable of repelling water well beyond what was previously.
Nobody gives a fuck about your fucking magic to repel water. The world is not yet ready for that.
What the fuck are you talking about? The world is ready.
No, it's not. I guess Pittsburgh died.
Yeah, pretty much. Because it was light up night.
Shot fired.
Oh, shots fired.
Is it homeless people?
Homeless people?
Yeah. Those are 55. Well, fucker, I don't have the codes up yet. That one fucking site was that I used to get the fucking code in the first place. Maybe this one.
There you go.
She wants it back in.
I thought she said stick your toe back in.
Put it back in or something like that. I didn't hear toe, but you heard toe.
And then I heard her come back and say fish sticks.
Oh, man. They really love their fucking... Shut up, black woman.
Just shut up, black woman.
Well, she sounds black. So I call her black woman.
Blocks of Mercy, so we'll be there in a little bit.
Yeah, you'll be there in a little bit, bitch. After your donut break.
What do you mean in a little bit? It's really, you just said it was three blocks.
I don't know.
Kidnapping.
I mean, come on, man. This little 16-year-old son went there and he never came back.
I don't know. There was something on the news people talking about. There's all these fights and shit. But even though there were, probably really wasn't.
There's fights everywhere you go. Just go to a fucking carnival. There's thousands of fights there.
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
But I think I got more to just.
EMS units be advised. Overtime available 7-3 shift at medic 6. All EMS units be advised. Overtime available 7-3 shift or at medic 6. All interested call 5061.
WNAB
85 for TMS dispatch. Time is 101.
Well, that explains the metaphor game. It's more than just, shut up. It's fucking police, EMS, and fire. So pretty much with that, this scanner, you get everything, and since it's not Pittsburgh, you're getting the fucking police saying about 60-year-old being fucking kidnapped. Engine 17.
Fucking kidnapped from late up night. Who would have thought? That's some crazy shit.
David Gettle, I could have sworn you told him that he's not a plumber.
I guess you didn't listen. He's still trying to lay pipe, but it's not working.
2, 3, 4, 8, 6, 5. Shave back 102. 120, copy that.
14, Rescue 1.
I think it's funny how they have all these codes. Code 12 is field sobriety test. Oh, you're back in, huh?
What?
Apparently they're back in, so I'm guessing they got to take while I put the tow back in.
Well, it's about time.
Okay, this is boring now. Let's go to L.A.
I am your father.
What the fuck?
That's what you should say back to him.
And if I could, I would.
Like, in trouble you are.
I was about to get hectic, man. About to get crazy.
Project.
Possible child alone, flat big tree in the shopping center in front of Quiznos. Suspect vehicle is losing a four-door, like 6 Zebra George Adams 675. 6 Zebra George Adams 675. Approximate 6-year-old child alone in the vehicle. Quiznos Center 5249, already 2141.
We have officially come to L.A.
21843, roger.
Man, there's a fucking shooting at that airport over there.
Yeah, and the Quiznos apparently.
No, I mean, didn't you hear about that shit? Somebody came in the LAX or whatever, just shooting shit, shooting people.
I didn't even hear that. What the fuck was this?
I don't know, like a week or two ago.
Yeah, I didn't even hear about it until now. Till you just told me.
Damn, it was on the news and shit.
That explains that I don't watch the news.
Well, what the fuck?
Crash 911, Charlie.
Or like how this kid was bullying younger kids at school or whatever, so his mom made him wear a sign that says whatever his name or something, saying he's a bully on the street.
What the fuck?
Yeah, he had to stand on the street with a sign that said that he was a bully.
Wow.
And then I was like, yeah, that's it, man. Make him do that so people can come bully him for being a moron.
John Mary, whatever the fuck you just said, bitch.
Jeez.
See, L.A. is a hell of a lot more interesting because they got more shit going on. However, New York City is fucking boring as all hell because they don't have shit going on.
I have still a record 10 minutes ago. 78th Western, suspects, last seen westbound 77th. Westbound,
suspect, 01, now
155. Is that Ford? They're off the Blue Steel Black. 9mm handgun, number 2, female, black,
531,
50
gray sweater, black pants.
How did
Ford get on there?
How the fuck does Ford get to L.A.?
Like, doesn't that sound like
him? It really does. Like, holy shit, where the fuck did he come from?
Ford as a cop. That's a scary thought.
Yeah. Who the fuck would hire him as a cop?
Man, you'd be surprised.
4th Avenue, apartment 301, C-Miles for police, disconnect the line, code 3 and 5271, already 759.
They just called for a code 3.
Oh, not a code 3.
Yeah, code 3. Which is use lights and sirens.
Use lights and sirens. Somebody important.
Figueroa and Wilshire, two vehicle TC, launching unknown traffic on Figueroa. Chamber BMW monitoring. Code 205275, RE152. So you can see cancel that traffic hazard. It's the same as the TC, and then traffic TC.
That lady right there should be like a phone sex operator.
Yeah, she should be.
I think she'd be better off doing that job.
Yeah, that doing that than have to be dispatch.
Yeah.
That's 4.
Now it's a code 4.
Yeah, no further assistance needed.
Well, that was quick.
85, you can send me
5280. Yeah. Whatever she's done, man, it's a code 4.
But it'd be funny if they just randomly started calling out for code 8, code 9. Code 8 is restroom break and code 9, summer uniform.
It's what?
Code 9 is summer uniform.
Summer uniform. What the fuck does that mean?
I guess that's what they, when I tell people to put on their summer uniform.
What would that be?
I have no idea. Code 10 is SWAT pre-call up. Code 11 is SWAT call up.
What the hell did you just say?
Code 10, SWAT pre-call up.
Yeah, that's not what I thought you said. But anyway.
What do you think I said?
Nothing, man.
Job is
543 West Drive. Subject is now white.
14 years. 500 pounds,
light
brown hair, brown eyes.
500 pounds.
Oh. I was about to say, damn, that's a fat ass nigga, man.
Yeah, at only 14. How the fuck are they gonna kidnap that? With a crane?
What the fuck? There's no rapping on the radio, man.
Well, apparently there is for him.
I swear, man, he just came on here. He was about to bust a rhyme.
3256 202 Ledwell on switchway of Town 272. But, I swear I fucking read this one police scanner code wrong. It's 23110. And for a minute, I swear it's that person throwing vehicles at vehicles.
Person throwing vehicles at vehicles. What is it, the Hulk?
but it's actually person throwing objects at vehicles.
What the hell?
jacket, blue jeans, last seen on foot. Code 2 incident 5303, Nordy 1822.
Shut up, Ford.
So, I'm going to need somebody to bring me pierogies.
For West 205th Street, the front duplex suspect is like Southern Mill Hispanic. Code 2 incident 5313, RE 504.
Yep, shut up. We're going back to Pittsburgh.
822, can I get an available SCI unit switch assembly?
Oh, SCI.
SCI unit switch assembly through Z22. We challenge people across the country to learn guitar in 60 days.
Why the fuck am I getting this stupid ad for? Or this fucking ad, whatever. For Guitar Hero.
It's kind of wondering why you're having advertisements on Facebook.
I don't give a fuck about your Guitar Hero, bitch.
The all-new Rocksmith 2014 edition. The fastest way to learn guitar. Start your 60-day challenge today at rocksmith.com.
I don't give a fuck. Go the fuck away.
Blah, 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 blah.
There we go. I don't want the medevacs, I want the fucking police. There we go. Keeps himself in a fucking room. What the fuck is this screen window gonna do? You gonna break them? It's gonna be fixed. It's gonna fucking split in half. Mike, what the fuck is this? Person, WOP armed with screen window.
Yeah, proceed with caution.
Yes. Do not attempt to attack with fans.
First aid 116, would you like me to disregard fire as well?
Yes, disregard the fire as well.
-1 to 1,
fuck
sir.
That, man. Set that bitch on fire.
Yeah.
The hell, Damien Sandow came on there. You're welcome.
We should be fine.
You're welcome.
501
CML.
Good. Go. Channel 8's not going to work at all, period. I can hear all of you.
I'd like to run an Ohio LLN. Number is Tango, host
What's his name, O?
B-I-N-G-O. No, nigga, man, they were just saying I, whatever, I, whatever. Yeah, yeah, we get it. You know how to tell time.
H2O, what the fuck?
Water.
Going on.
Somebody gonna maybe get their ass kicked.
Yep. Maybe it's a fight over simple rape.
No, it's aggravated. Oh yeah, speaking of which, whenever that kid got kidnapped, man, that was just a simple kidnap.
Wait, what happened?
So whenever that kid got snatched from light up night, that was just a simple kidnap.
Yes, it was. However, the kid in fucking California, that was probably like an aggravated kidnapping.
Wait, somebody got kidnapped there too?
Yeah. That 14 that you thought they said was like 500 pounds.
That was a kidnap thing?
I guess so.
Jeez.
You'll be there in 50.
No, they're not that far away.
Well, I don't know. I don't know where the fuck they are.
I know where they're at.
What, you see them?
No, I don't see them.
Once is actually starting to bore me now because I'm starting to make me fucking want to pass the fuck out just by listening to them. They won't because they don't give us
boring, nigga, man. Damn.
I mean, not always. I mean, this time we're, you know, good.
Yeah. I'm going to arm myself with a window screen.
Yeah. If it rains or wind, I guess you're screwed.
if somebody's trying to stab me, I'm screwed.
Exactly.
Or shoot me. Set me on fire. Pretty much anything. Pretty much anything.
Oh, man. Police codes. All these police codes. Now, scanners, frequencies, phone numbers, and IP addresses. Let's go to Connecticut. Let's go to Danbury. Let's see, public safety, Connecticut State of Western Connecticut State University. Danbury Ambulance Service, Danbury Hospital, blah, 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 blah. Yep, nope, nothing important.
Blah, 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 blah.
Japanese Ambassador.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. You know, this thing is no fucking help at all.
No.
475. What the fuck is 4? Yeah. Well, at least I started yelling after the Mendez show ended. Well, I think I'm done listening to the police scanner for the night, and I'm going to go pass the fuck out.
Woo!
We'll be back tomorrow night.
Bye.
Peace.